when you joined, tell us a little bit about your initiation. Can you?
Yes, yeah, I can tell you a great deal because, as I say, despite what many Freemasons believe, it is very clearly not secret, explicitly stated by the leading Grand Lodge of the world, the United Grand Lodge of England, that it is not secret, apart from a few words and a few actions, which I can't mention, which are totally unimportant anyway. In the first degree, I was brought into a room blindfolded, dressed in as a medieval heretic, with one side of my chest laid bare, one trouser leg rolled up, and a noose around my neck, and a dagger held to my heart. And then I was taken through a ritual where I was moved around the different symbolic parts of the land in terms of astronomy above, made to represent King Solomon's temple specifically, and went through various instruction and questioning and given certain information. Pretty strange. The second degree, somewhat similar but no blindfold, which happened sort of 6 months later, and then 6 months later again I was put for my third degree to be made a Master Mason, which is the arrival point of being a true Freemason, if you like. And that was really weird because the door to the temple opens and it's in complete darkness, and there's just one shielded candle glimmering in the east on the Worshipful Master's pedestal. And then you go into the darkness, which is said to represent the darkness of death, and it's very spooky. And it's there where you die and are resurrected.
How old were you when this happened?
I was 26, 27 at that time. And you have to sort of surround yourself to this. I mean, I suppose you could sort of run away screaming.
You stuck with it.
But I stuck with it because the reason I joined, I freely admit, is just I was nosy, I was curious.
Oh, sure. Were you initiated with
these strange rituals? Wow.
Were you initiated with other people or just by yourself?
By myself, yeah.
Okay. Because I'm wondering if you witnessed anybody running away, quitting.
No, because the strange thing about Freemasonry is there's no real output, because once you join, I said, okay, what is it we do? But all we do is bring in other people and give them the same rituals. So it just goes on doing the same rituals, and you need new candidates coming in all the time in order to have anything to do.
Where'd they get all their money, Christopher?
Well, people that join are, certainly used to be, probably a lot less so nowadays, relatively wealthy people who would pay their dues and give money to erect the buildings that the temples and that Freemasons use, and obviously to give money to charity for charitable purposes. But these days, they're more ordinary people, should we say, who, you know, have got mortgages and kids to educate and health bills and goodness knows what else. So it's a little harder than it used to be to maintain these fantastic buildings that you can see in the major cities of the world.